Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Beatrix, here's the stuff you wanted.
Thank you so much. Okay, I just gotta get the basket and have the blanket.
Listen, Beatrix, I appreciate that you want to help us bond as a team.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great for morale. I'm just really not very comfortable out here.
Oh, Barty, I know, but Bartholomew, I apologize. But it's important. We have to bond. We have to build relationships together in order to have a trust level that really helps us, you know, bond. It's a full circle thing. I've explained it in all of the paperwork that I sent you.
Yes, no, I appreciate that. It's just I've stepped in something back there. I'm really more comfortable documenting the bonding than participating myself.
Well, I just thought it was important that we all take a moment. We've been working so hard, Bob hasn't really been, but we've been working and we've been, you know, really building a foundation together here. And
I brought you all that stuff.
Bob, I don't want to minimize what you've done.
Yeah.
But 3 mushrooms and a half-eaten apple is food. So
thank you. Thank you.
It is food. But I did go inside the ship and ask Captain here for some, you know, some rations, so.
Well, okay. I'm sensing a bit of friction here. I think we can resolve it. So listen, Beatrix, your work has been very much appreciated up until now.
Up until now.
And will continue to be appreciated far into the future, I don't doubt.
Mm.
And this morale building is great. Bob, if you would like an opportunity to step up, well, I mean, you are our assistant supervisor of marketing support services, uh-huh. housing, food.
And ancillary services.
And ancillary services,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So perhaps on this, what was it you called it, Beatrix?
A picnic.
Picnic. You could take the rations and help jazz them up a bit, you know, prepare a nice, nice something.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Well. But, okay. Yeah,
so we're gonna
great.
Do that right here, right?
Like, No. We're gonna go into the wilderness.
No. We're already like, I don't know, how far is that from the ship? We're at least like 20 paces from the ship.
I don't want to go any more wilderness than this.
Like, what if the captain can't reach us on our doohickeys?
Well, that's why we have her with our constant ear, right, Captain?
Yeah, I'm here.
She's here.
You got this. You guys, it'll be fine.
Come on. I know a great spot. It's just atop a little hill, and we can see just under the tree line.
Yeah, guys, get out. Live a little.
Yeah, I think we're living. I feel like I'm living right now. Look, we are a long way. Like, if something were to happen, we might not even make it to ship.
Neither of you have explored beyond this 20 paces. I've actually put a ring in the ground, and you have never gone more than 30 feet away from the ship.
That's what that ring is. Oh.
No, I just took a stick and drew a circle in the ground.
I was afraid for a while that it was like we were being targeted or, you know, like it was a creature. It had a long tail with a spike on it.
Just me with a stick.
Oh.
Well.
Okay, here's it. I'm just going to take this piece of paper and throw it back at the ship, and I'm going to make you both come. We're not working today, except maybe Bob, because he has to prepare the food, and that's all we're doing. We're just going, we're walking, we're taking an adventure. We're going to go on an adventure, because that's what scouts do, and that's what people do when they want to build camaraderie, and that's what we're doing today.
Yeah, you tell them, Beatrix.
Thanks, Captain.
All right, Beatrix. This hill lookout that you want us to attend.
Yes.
Can you tell me where precisely on this map it's located?
Oh, sure. Just give me the map for a second. Crumble, 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 throw!
I like your gumption, Beatrix.
Thanks, Bob.
It's sort of infectious. You know what? I'm going to take these mushrooms and squish them up in the ground.
Bob, that was our... this was the three... That was what...
Now
we just have this half-eaten apple.
I'm going to take up these bad feelings that we're experiencing on our team and crumple, 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 throw!
Yeah, Barty!
That's the spirit.
Bartholomew! I thought maybe today we could try the Barty, but it's fine.
You know, we could take our clothes.
No, Bob, this is the bonding levels.
Okay.
Level 9. We're at level 2, maybe? Okay.
There's a whole other form to do Barty, that.
All right, you know what? I'm going to step over this line.
Do it.
The line that
Meet me on the other side.
With the long tail and the spike.
Me with a stick.
Maybe Beatrix with a stick. I'm going to do it.
Only if you're comfortable.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, Barty. Captain, if you never hear from me again, know that I took this step for...
Us.
Oh!
What? Oh, you said, oh! Oh, what? I'm running back! I'm going to the ship! I'm running back! What is it? What'd you see, Captain?
I didn't see anything. I was just saying, oh, because I was proud of you.
Oh.
Jeez.
Hi, Beatrix.
I've already spent 45 minutes bringing you both back. It feels like another circle where I have to convince you to come to the line, and then Bob goes over the line, and then Bob runs back to the ship. This is the fourth time this has happened. I am trying so hard to remain cheerful and optimistic that we will get beyond here. But this is, like I said, the fourth time Bob has run back to the ship. All we have is a half-eaten apple and some rations, and I just wanted to go.
And a crumpled up piece of paper.
I just want to go on a picnic. That's all I want. I just want to go on a picnic. I just want to do and bond together and enjoy each other's company and eat some gel bars.
In the interest of compromise, perhaps a picnic within sight of the ship.
No! Compromising is part of your HR function, and we are breaking function today. We are going to... Oh, you know what? If you guys won't come, I'm going by myself. Captain, let's go.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Beatrix, I think, can you slow down a little? It's getting pretty cold. I know we're not lost. I get it, but it's getting dark and cold, and I can barely see you.
No, it's fine. I'm scouting.
But where, Barty?
Bartholomew!
Keep coming. I think Beatrix found the trail.
Oh, this is it! This is it! We're just a few paces away!
I'm sure we are, Beatrix.
Would be nice if somebody had that map.
I didn't think I needed it. I thought maybe we could just...
I don't think you need it, Beatrix. I believe in you.
Thanks, Bob!
It's either that or believe that we're gonna die a horrible death.
I believe in you too, but at this point, from a distance, I'm sorry, Beatrix. I wanted to support the idea, and I do for you.
Well, sucks to you both, because this is the spot. I found it. Here we go. Blanket laid, picnic basket down, and we're just gonna sit here and we're gonna enjoy each other's company because this is where it's supposed to be.
Beatrix? We've had three picnics now, and we really want to get back to the ship.
When does the picnic adventure end?
Picnic adventure never ends. Not until we trust each other.
Nah, never mind. Sorry.
What?
I'm just seeing things because I'm, like, delirious.
No, Bob, feel free to express yourself.
Was that tree so close to Beatrix a few minutes ago?
What are you talking about?
I understand the confusion here. This is not a tree.
What?
I was doing some reading about this in the Boxberry room. This is a creature.
Huh?
A creature.
Beatrix?
Should I move? Should I just stay?
Just stay right there. Okay. Don't make any sudden moves. So that large, dark area with the shiny bits, would that be what we would refer to as a mouth?
The truth is, I was actually looking up a cactus. So I just, you know, sort of flipped by creature on the way. I didn't read in detail. I just saw the picture.
So shouldn't you guys be running by now?
I really don't know. It may or may not be a threat.
What if I'm just going to stand here.
Yeah, and that way we can find out if it's a threat. That's an excellent idea, Beatrix.
That's totally what my impetus was.
Captain? Mm-hmm. It would be helpful if we knew which way to run. Should we start running? Because it's sort of dark and we're not lost. I'm not going to say we're lost.
We're not lost.
We're not lost, Captain. Maybe we don't know where we are.
Wait a minute. We have a little system on our communicators that tells us where the ship is in proximity to us with a compass.
There you go.
I shouldn't have talked so loud.
There's just something I want to quickly revisit. This may or may not be the time, but just very quickly.
Marty?
Bartholomew? Bob, one of your ancillary functions is making sure that we have flashlights available.
Yep, right now my ancillary function is that the creature is getting really close to Beatrix.
Surprisingly, that is not one of your ancillary functions.
Oh, I felt it drool on my shoulder.
Okay, Beatrix, just stay there.
I don't know what to do.
We got you. We're going to get you out of this, Beatrix.
Well, first of all, I think it's important that we know we are not lost and that this was a successful picnic.
Oh, thank God I was able to run back and get that thing off her wrist. Did you know it leads you right back to the ship? Bartholomew, I should find mine and wear it.
It is part of the prescribed uniform.
Why don't you wear it?
I have other things to occupy my wrist.
Oh, that was so horrible. It was so awful. Captain, we've lost Beatrix. Oh, Captain, yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What do you want?
It ate her.
She'll be fine.
She'll literally be fine.
She'll be fine.
No, you don't understand. It ate her. It was just goopy red mess.
Did you have a nice time at the picnic, though?
Yeah,
it was a great picnic, right?
Yeah, the second picnic was really nice, actually. Yeah. You know, when we had the apple to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, morning, everyone.
What?
Why are you all also dirty and covered in muck. Well, whatever. I had a great idea. I think today we should go on a picnic.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Welcome to the Strata.
There's two of them following me. I know that for sure.
Hand over the package and we'll let you go.
You'll let me go? Oh, that's cute. The first bullet hits me in the chest, sends me staggering back a step. All right, you assholes.
Look out!
Let's go! Move it!
Yeah, run! That's it! And spread the word! Don't mess with Rust! Ever! Anyone who tries is gonna... forget it.
The Strata. In a dystopian city, an aging courier is forced to go into business with an underworld ganglord in order to pay for the treatment that keeps him alive. Check out The Strata anywhere you listen to podcasts.